Jesse Holland joins us. Jesse, from what you've seen and what you've heard so far, how has the Barclays Center handled their first MMA event?
I think they've done a pretty good job, all things considered, but I think they also got away with a pretty easier card to handle when you look at the card top to bottom. Probably not the main event that's going to bring in the crowd that you would expect for something like UFC 205.
How should a casual MMA fan feel about the UFC 208 card tomorrow?
I think they should be excited. I think there's a lot to look at when you... Here's the thing about UFC 208. When you try to forget about the UFC rankings, when you try to forget about what the media says about each fighter and just look at the individual matchups, I think you have a solid card top to bottom. And, hey, at the worst, you still have Anderson Silva.
Yeah, Anderson, we'll get to that in just a second, but I want to get your thoughts on Justin Willis. He missed a weight, and he will not scrap. Your thoughts on that fight, Gessle being pushed for a couple months?
You know, it's never a good sign when a heavyweight fighter who has so much leeway in terms of what they weigh, when a heavyweight fighter can't make weight, I tell you what, there better be a really good explanation.
Do you think Willis has a really good explanation?
Well, I saw his explanation on Facebook. I tried my best. It was a short notice fight, this, that, and the other thing. But I don't know. If you can't make the 265-pound limit, I think you need to reevaluate what you're doing in training camp.
We're joined by Jesse Holland from MMAmania.com, taking a look at UFC 208. You mentioned Anderson Silva. He takes on Derek Brunson. It's been a rough last few outings for Anderson the Spider Silva. What makes you optimistic that he could win tomorrow night?
Well, Anderson Silva, even at his worst, is still one of the deadliest strikers in the middleweight division, perhaps all of mixed martial arts. What concerns me about this matchup is you look at a guy who's probably just a couple of weeks away from his 42nd birthday, and if you're a fighter who lives and dies on your reflexes, I just don't know if he's still got the speed, if he's still got the movement to get away from a guy like Brunson, who's in his prime, he's tough, he hits hard, he pressures, and Anderson Silva is a notoriously slow starter. I think Brunson goes in there, pushes the pace, the aura of the old Anderson Silva has been shattered, Brunson gets it done.
Let's look at some of the fights on the preliminary card. It was drawn by Jesse Holland from MMA Mania. What are a couple fights on the preliminary card that you're looking forward to watching tomorrow?
Well, I think I'll tell you what, they have a fantastic lineup on Fox Sports 1. But really, I just keep circling back to the pay-per-view card because we've got Jim Miller versus Dustin Poirier kicking off the pay-per-view. When you look at that fight, you look at an easy fight of the night contender. You've got two guys who match up so well. They're great on the feet, nasty submissions. I think that's the fight of the night right there.
And even though that's the first one, like, why you mentioned they're both match up well, they're both good on their feet. That could just be a full three-round knock him out, drag him out type of fight?
I don't think you'll find a fight on this card, or I'd put this fight up. First of all, any fight that Jim Miller is in is going to be awesome. Dustin Poirier is another guy who's awesome everywhere, and I just think if you look at their respective performance historically since they've been in UFC, they deliver every single time. I have very high hopes for that fight.
We all got to know Holly Holm in November 2015 when she knocked out Ronda Rousey, but she's dropped her two fights since then. How much pressure is Holm under to get back in the win column?
I think there's tremendous pressure, and I think part of the problem with Holly Holm, if you look at her fights before Ronda Rousey, very, very underwhelming performances. I think she got very lucky in her Raquel Pennington fight, wasn't doing anything that spectacular before then. I think the Rousey fight was a perfect matchup. A skilled counter-striker versus a lumbering power puncher. I think that was the matchup for her. I think that was the fight of her career. I don't know if she can replicate that because what I've seen thus far, I don't know if it's enough to finish a Muay Thai striker like Durandamé, who is going to pressure her, put her into the cage, beat her up. And if you're Holly Holm and your key to victory is distance, space, and counter-striking, I think she's in for a long night.
Jesse, how has the UFC maybe changed the way they do business or book fights since the Fertitta brothers sold off and there's new ownership? Have you noticed drastic changes?
What I've noticed is the promotion is starting to get away from this rapid-fire schedule. There's already been a couple of fight event cancellations in the new year. We looked at two events that went up in smoke, and I think what they're looking to do is condense what they have, streamline the events, get back to the old days where the pay-per-view fight cards really meant something. You really had, like, people talk about UFC 205, the lineup, what it meant to the sport to have so many great fighters. Kind of felt like the old days where you knew who every single fighter was, top to bottom on the cards, where a prelims fight at UFC 205 could headline a fight night card on Fox Sports 1. I think they're really trying to get back to that. I think they're trying to focus on building up stars, making better brands, And I think you're going to see a lot of these back-to-back fight cards. If you look at UFC Albany, what a train wreck that was. I think I'm going to see less of that in 2017 and beyond.
We talked about Holly Holm. She's back in the octagon tomorrow night. But Ronda Rousey, Dana White came out and said he doesn't think she's ever going to fight in the UFC again. Do you think Ronda Rousey will ever be back in the octagon, or is she done?
I think she'll be back. I think when you're a competitor at the level of Rousey, when you've done the things that Rousey has done, not in the UFC, but in the Olympics, I think she comes back. I think they give her a great matchup. Somebody like Juliana Pena, who's coming off a loss, who's not a tremendous striker, but is a very, very tough out, a big enough name. I think she comes back, takes a fight like that, rides off into the sunset on a win.
And last one for you, Jesse, I appreciate your time. If Dana White called you up and said, Jesse, who should I schedule to fight Conor McGregor in his next fight, you would say who?
I would say the winner of Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov.
And when is that fight going to take place?
They're at UFC 209 in just a couple of weeks, and I think the winner of that fight is unquestionably the next contender.
We will be watching tomorrow. We'll also be watching UFC 209. Thank you very much, Jesse. You enjoy the fights tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir.
Jesse Holland from MMAmania.com.